Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I got to be honest, man. A look at the headlines doesn't really imbue me with confidence right now. So let's start with the Big Ten news. What's your read on it in terms of what it means in the long term? We all know it means a lot of games that help smaller schools financially and help the win column in most cases for bigger schools are now wiped out. But big picture, it sure looks to me like this is a sign that there's a pretty good chance college football is not happening this fall.
Yeah, it's a desperation move to try to save at least two-thirds of the season or three-fourths of the season, depending on what conference you're in. I mean, for the Big Ten, man, you know, there are some big non-conference games. Granted, there are some cupcakes at home, but those home games bring in revenue. And remember, people say, oh, it's just, you know, for these rich universities or in the NFL for rich pro teams. But it's not just that. The trickle down, the hotel rooms, the meals, parking, concessions, all these other things that people have jobs at, it's huge, especially in towns, you know, like State College, University Park, and Iowa City, and even bigger cities like Columbus. It's a big dent. It really is. And obviously, you know, they looked at every way to try to save these games. And if they're already canceling the non-conference games now, man, it just doesn't look good. What I wonder is, if it improves, will they move that schedule up, or will they play them at their normal dates that are on the schedule?
You're talking about the non-cons or the conference games?
No, the conference
games. I was going to say, now that these non-cons are canceled, I don't think you can put Pandora back in the box there, because I would presume that the opponents were notified of this early on here.
But do you wait until September, you know, the end of September to play with the fear of it growing in November, or do you move everything up? I mean, we'll see, but I think all the conferences will follow. In fact, I have no doubt every conference will cancel non-conference games.
I think the SEC would have been the one I would have thought as maybe a holdout, but for me, the Big Ten, even though...
Who are they going to play?
Right, exactly. I mean, you're right about that, and I think the Big Ten, in terms of just the reputations of those schools, and I'm not saying that because you and I both graduated from Big Ten schools, but in general, basketball, football, I think it leads the way in a lot of ways. Maybe not in national championships actually won, but you get what I'm saying here. I do think they're going to follow suit. The timing of it, Jeff, is what I want to go back to with you. This is early. Like, one of the things people have said about the NFL is, oh, you've still got 2 months to sort it out. Well, college football doing this, or the Big Ten doing this, I should say, 2 months out from their start of the season, I just think of it as there's a lot more time to knock over dominoes in a bad way here. And a lot more things could get pulled from the shelf. I just, if I were a betting man, I want to know what you'd think of this. I would bet on that college football season happening in the spring, and they would just try to figure out a way to make it work.
You know, I don't go with that, because here's what I foresee happening. I foresee them playing the conference games. And remember, most of these conferences have their own television network, which, yes, they will air non-conference games, but, you know, they can get some revenue off the conference games. And obviously the big networks want these conference matchups, even though there are a few non-conference that are great. I think basketball will start later and run later. And I think that will be that will end up being the big spring sport. I mean, I think you're going to see, I think there's a really good potential that you'll see the Final Four in late April, maybe even mid-May.
Here's a question for you. I'm going to tweet this out. What does this mean for Notre Dame as a football school?
I don't know. I don't know. I love to give you an answer there.
No, I know. I was asking it half rhetorically. I was honestly asking it half rhetorically.
I don't have an informed opinion there because they're not technically ACC for football. You know, they do play some games, including here this year. But, I mean, that would technically be a non-conference game. So,
what is your – I know. Well, I would think that part of this is geography, but also the way the Big Ten worded its release, Jeff, and we're talking to Jeff Hathorn. You know that voice right now here on the PM team. Part of this release seems to be about, hey, it's our conference, it's our rules. Like, there's more than geography, it's more of keeping it in-house. And Notre Dame doesn't – it geographically, it sits right in the middle of all that. We know that very well. They don't apply to anybody else's rules. They don't fall under anyone's umbrella for football. So I would wonder how that affects them.
You know, there never is a good time, and this wouldn't be really a maybe a classy time to do it, but it would be a chance, especially with Swofford going out after this coming season as ACC commissioner, to say, you know what, none of our teams are going to play you. So,
well, he said a half hour. Hold on, Jeff. He
said us full.
He said a half hour ago, I just saw this tweet, Swofford saying if the league adopts all-conference football for 2020, Notre Dame likely in the mix because they have six ACC opponents on their schedule already. So it sounds like the ACC commissioner is already sort of tenuously putting an olive branch out there.
Yeah, and I don't know that for a fact, but that's I had not seen that quote.
Well, I just had it. Yeah, I had it blasted to me. Brett McMurphy has something about it as well. ACC would assist Notre Dame with as many games as needed. So, interesting. Let's go to other happy news. I will go with the Pirates here. I'll just pull a subject out of the hat, and there's always something, I guess, mildly negative. The Keone Kella thing for me is interesting, Jeff, in a long-term way, not with him specifically, but because players have to give permission if – now, I'm not – and I can't even say that he had COVID-19 because nobody knows, but we obviously know that Blake Cederlund and Socrates Brito gave their consent to be named publicly as guys that had it. If baseball gets off the ground this year in 2 weeks, I feel like these kind of mystery absences are going to play havoc if players don't want their names attached to having had COVID.
Yeah, you know, Kella's such a unique character because you just don't know where he's, what he might be thinking. I mean, we've seen that in his time here. He's proved it over his career. I mean, this could be domestic. This could be visa issue. This could be him not wanting to practice for some reason. He could have COVID. I mean, no one knows. Well, we didn't know. We didn't realize he wasn't there because there are only a few select newspaper writers that are allowed at PNC Park, and they're only allowed there for a short amount of time, and they're only allowed up in the press box and in the one concourse area, so they can't see every workout. So you wouldn't know unless somebody told you. And I guess, you know, we have to be more diligent to ask questions and say, hey, is every, you know, almost go down a roster and say, could you please say here when we announce all the names, because we don't know. But obviously, you know, with no Santana, with Kella, you don't know about Kella. There's reports about Crick and Nick Birdie, who's throwing great, but you don't – I mean, he's had so many injuries. How can you count on him? I mean, that was the strength of this team. You felt good about their bullpen, and now there's some question marks there.
What's your read on Gregory Polanco at this point? Because I like Derek Shelton to hear him talk, because he's a lot more engaging, and he comes off more genuine to me, certainly, than Clint Hurdle ever did, especially when things went bad. I kind of had an eyebrow go up like I was The Rock in WWE, though, when I heard him say yesterday at 28, almost 29, that Gregory Polanco is still a young guy. That doesn't strike me as young in baseball terms anymore.
No, but I think what his point is it feels like he's been here for 10 years, but he still has good baseball years in front of him. And I would agree with that. I mean, will we get that? I don't know. Gregory's a guy, I think often for reporters or fans, because of the language barrier, we might not get perfect reads or think we know exactly about these guys, what we do. I think he's a good person. I don't have a problem with him. I think he means well. I think he tries hard. I think he's just kind of awkward. I mean, we've obviously seen that, but man, he has the ability to hit a baseball. And if he could find it for 2 months, he makes this Pirates team a lot better. And, you know, now there are fresh eyes with Shelton. So I think there's an opportunity here for Polanco. He's hitting it well here, but, you know, I don't know what to make of that. Is that good? Is that not? I mean, it's not even a spring training game. These are just sim games or batting practice. I mean, a lot of guys can do well doing that.
Jeff, I was going to ask you more serious sports questions, but honestly, we've got to lighten the mood for a couple of minutes here because
yes,
it's
please.
Just nothing but bad news. Do we got any, if Brian Batko were to dig through the Post-Gazette's apparently well-cataloged archive system, would he find any interesting Jeff Hathorn sporting exploits?
There are a bunch. There are a bunch. I'll go with two. Freshman year, freshman football. And for anyone that played football, you know, washing your pads is an issue. So you had the belt that went around, you know, the pants, and you had to take that out because if it went in the washer, mom would freak because of that belt just going around and around and around, especially more in the dryer than the washer. So I forgot my belt for a game.
Uh-oh.
So special teams, kickoff, boom, I engage, pants fall down. Now, the guy who was taping the games for us, I'm sure was a parent, like, didn't even follow the ball, just followed me, trying to pick up my pants and run into the spot that I was supposed to be and, like, just completely embarrassing myself.
Now,
I'm wearing the girdle, you know, the pad girdle, but, yeah. And
I was
going to
say, if you weren't, he wouldn't have been following the ball, he would have been following the plural.
Very good. Yes.
All right, so that was one.
Glorious moment in my career. The second one actually is funnier in a way that we're playing at Grove City, and it was a jump ball with like a second left. And I was like, they put me into the game. It was, I don't know, third quarter or whatever it was. And I was just anxious. Like, I wanted to contribute. So the jump ball happens. It comes to me, and I just shoot at the wrong basket.
Oh, no, Jeff.
I missed. But the beauty of it was I was a sophomore playing varsity, but I was filling in for a guy who I think he was suspended. So to James Middle, wherever you are, I'm sorry. Because the game was broadcast.
Oh, no.
And they destroyed poor James Middle for shooting at the wrong hoop. And then there was a picture in the paper of me scoring. But they actually had James's name, so maybe that was a little payback. But, yeah. Yeah, because I kept hearing about when I got home, my dad said, man, what happened to Middle? I shot at the wrong
hoop. Oh, no.
I was like, yeah, Dad, that was me. That was me.
You just brought back a horrible memory from my senior year. It cost me basically, I got benched for a play-in game for the Whippeal playoffs in basketball. We were playing, I think, Avonworth, and we had already clinched like a spot in the playoffs, but we knew we'd have to play a play-in game. So I was in, and like it was obvious that I said on the air earlier, like if I played well in games, I tended to play a pretty long time. Like it was very much just performance-based, nothing given, whatever. I managed to airball a finger roll, Jeff. Like, I think I was even going in on, like, more or less a semi-fast break, right? Like, I had done something good. I think I had actually gotten the steal. I wasn't even, like, you know, cherry-picking on a runout. And I managed to airball a finger roll. Just the ball never really got off my hand.
That's not good.
Wouldn't call it great. Wouldn't call it great.
I would say this, too. One time I stopped at three. It was a one-on-one fast break that I stopped at three and shot it and didn't play again the rest of the game.
Yeah, that sounds
today's
again.
Today's game, I'd be a hero. Back then, yeah, not so much.
Sounds again like something that would have happened to me in a game. All right, Jeff, thank you. It was a pleasure to catch up.
Yes, same. I'm glad we got some smiles.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.